Hello, and welcome to another edition of Pastoral Insights. I'm Vincent T. Edwards, your host. I am the pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ in Tallahassee, Florida. You can find out more about the church at www.trueholinesscogic.org. That's trueholinesscogic.org. Also, you can find out more about your host, Vincent T. Edwards, at vincenttedwards.com. vincenttedwards.com. Pastoral Insights is just an outreach ministry of True Holiness Church of God in Christ. I have the pleasure of interviewing today in the studio Omega Forbes. Omega Forbes, born in the mid-70s, I'll leave that. He's an anointed and well-respected and dedicated man of God. He was born into a family with a love and appreciation for music. Thus, Omega's passion for music began at an early age. Not only is Omega an anointed singer, but he is also an anointed lyricist and preacher. That's right, Minister Omega Forbes. And he walks in the calling that has been placed on his life. Omega has worked with numerous musical ministries throughout his life, including Lamar Simmons and the Ambassadors of Christ, Tabernacle Collegiate Choir, and the Soldiers of Prophecy. But on other occasions, my guest has had the opportunity to share the stage with such recording artists as Vicki Winans, Ty Tribbett, Hezekiah Walker, Dorinda Clark Cole, Marvin Sapp, Shirley Caesar, and I could go on and name some more. He had the distinct honor of being named Male Artist of the Year at the first Capital City Awards in 2010, and his group, the Family and Friends Chorale, the honor of being named Group of the Year. He currently serves as the director of the Family and Friends Chorale, which he actually founded in 1999. Also, Omega serves currently as the Minister of Music at Deliverance Temple Ministries, where Bishop Titus Bishop Titus Dees Jr. is the senior pastor. He is a praiser, and he says here, such as David, I'm going to say, do you dance out of your clothes? All right. But he is certainly a worshiper and is anointed to usher you right into the presence of the Lord. He is happily married to the love of his life, Mrs. Tanika Forbes. They've been married since 1999. With all of that being said, Omega, welcome to Pastoral Insights.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited about being here.
For my listening audience, you said you started your musical career early because it was a part of the family. Describe that to us.
Well, my father was the choir director at my home church. My mom was the lead singer, as well as my sister. She was a director of a choir. My brother was the bass player, and my other sister was a director. Well, my other sister was director of the youth choir, and my one of my sisters was director over the youth choir, and my dad was director over the adult choir. So on both sides of my family, my mom's side and my dad's side, so many musicians, so many singers. So music has always been a part of me.
So basically you had no choice.
Had no choice.
So do you play a musical instrument, or is it your gift to just sing?
My gift is just to sing. I look back at it now and I wish I would have learned how to play the piano or organ. I'm like, you know, I depend on so many other musicians now. And if I would have focused as a child and just learn, I would be better off today, I believe.
So you describe yourself as a praiser, and now in Christendom, we typically open up the service with praise and worship. Why do you consider yourself a praiser, and tell us the difference between praise and worship, in your opinion?
Well, I definitely classify myself as a praiser. I love praising God. I love entering in with praise, and God has anointed me, I would even say, as a praise and worship leader. I've been leading praise and worship for years, giving God glory, giving God a reverence. Worship is a intimate, being intimate with God, being in that space with God where it's just you and him, and entering into his presence and loving on him. there is a difference between praise and worship, but I'm glad God called me to do both. I write a lot of praise and worship music. I've been working with praise and worship teams, doing different workshops, what have you, for years. Dealing with praise and worship, dealing with choirs, groups, and I'm just, you know, I'm glad God has called me to do what I do, and I've been able to impart it to a lot of music ministries, as well as different friends of mine that are ministers of music at a lot of different churches, to kind of give them advice, give them tools to kind of upbuild their congregation and kind of encourage them in their walk with God, because, you know, being a leader is difficult at times.
Yes, it is.
And I've been doing it for such a long time. And I think, I kind of look back at all of it now, and I'm like, well, God did call me to this, but he also called me to help others. That's, I'll say that's doing a lot of what I've done. And I've been able to be a blessing to many, and I'm thankful about that. And I know God is not just anointed me just to do music, but to help others and to pour into others. And I'm glad for that call, glad for that charge, because it's impacting lives.
When it comes to singing or writing, which do you like the best?
I would say singing. Writing comes to me kind of in spurts.
Okay.
I have to be inspired. Sometime just watching something, hearing something, a lot of different things at different times may inspire me to write. I just can't sit down and say, I'm going to write a song today. It don't come to me like that. So different things just inspire me. And then I write. So it's like, it's been a good minute since I've written an entire song.
So most of the songs that you sing, do you write? Because we're going to talk about your latest release, Omega Forbes Built to Win, but you have other projects. Do you write the majority of your lyrics? And also, do you write for other vocalists?
Well, I'll say it's kind of half and half. I'm a big fan of many artists. And being a minister of music at a church, I listen to a lot of praise and worship music, a lot of choir music. So I definitely sing other people's music. That's just a part of me because I'm a big fan of music, period. So I typically within church, I minister other people's music. When I'm out within the community or traveling, I tend to do a lot more of my own personal music. And my wife and a couple of friends has been kind of getting on me. It was like, you know, you need to teach the church choir some of your original music. And I don't know why. I just think, you know, a lot of listeners listen to the radio. They typically want to hear some of what they're listening to on the radio. But I'm going to do better in 2017. I'm going to start teaching some of my original music to my church choir. But, I'll say half and half. I perform a lot of my original music when it comes to traveling. But typically within church, or my church or churches that I've served at, I tend to pretty much do what's kind of new, what you hear on the radio or some gospel classics.
So how do you feel today about contemporary gospel? Has it gone too far? Has it left the core roots of the gospel?
In my opinion, I don't think it's gone too far, but I don't think all music is for everybody. All gospel Christian music has its place. I think everything isn't to be sung during the Sunday morning experience. That's kind of how I feel, because even some of my music, I wouldn't sing within the Sunday morning experience. Some stuff appealed to more of a younger generation. Some stuff has more of an urban flair to it. So, you know, like on a youth night or a youth jam or anything that has more of a hip kind of theme, some music that I've recorded would be more appropriate for that. I've never been like a gospel rapper. I don't kick it, but that's just not what God has called me to do. But there are some gospel rappers that I really enjoy, but I wouldn't want to hear on a Sunday morning experience. So, and there's some music that's a little out there that, you know, I don't think a lot of people really pay attention to the lyrics. They just pay attention to the beat.
To the beat. And a lot of times the beat grabs them. But then for me, sometimes I think some